man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. Everybody that called me, my dad, my mom, all my situations were on me now. And solely on me. So I had to start developing an indestructible mental toolbox. So I sat there on that couch and I realized, man, I am a piece of shit. And even though the world helped me get here, my false reality helped me even more.
You had nobody anyway, motherfucker. So see how I'm talking myself right now? That's me. That shit fires me the fuck up. That shit makes me fucking nuts. You had nobody anyway, motherfucker. Look around you. There was no fucking team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom. You did this. And I had so many bad days in my life. So many bad days from growing up, even now. There wasn't nobody fucking there but David Goggins. God was there. But God said, hey, motherfucker, I'm testing you today. And I'm going to test you tomorrow. And I'm going to test you again. I'm going to let you alone, man. Pray all the fuck you want. Pray. Get on your knees, boy, pray. I'm going to still kick your ass. So the more I realize this is my journey, and the more I realize, where's all my friends? They ain't fucking nowhere around. It was you. So you better figure out who the fuck you are.
There's no other way to make it out here. I mean, you can't just always be, you know, head down in the sand. You got to learn to pick yourself up on your own. A lot of times these fights and these battles, you got to be your own fucking coach. You got to be your own motivator.
I did it alone. There was no fucking trophy on the fucking wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my fucking brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my fucking bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those fucking miles, lost that fucking weight, went through the, I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man.
And there's not a soul out here but me.
It was on me. And that's the thing you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts. Real bad.
Am I happy? I don't know. Never really thought about it. Don't really care about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that fucking mirror, I saw a piece of shit. Happiness wasn't on the mirror at 16. Or when I was 300 pounds. It wasn't like, oh my, I'm looking for happiness. No, I'm looking to look at myself in the mirror and say, all right, motherfucker, you did it again today. You're a bad boy. Because that shit sucks.
I know what darkness looks like. I know what it feels like to be alone with no motivation, no drive, no passion. And what has to come out of your fucking soul in the darkest of times is
you gotta have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work and work is whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this fucking damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up. At all times.
That's what I do. So people always, like, for the first 20 some years of my life, it was just darkness. But if you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
Well, everybody, it's Groundhog's Day again for David Goggins. If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing. Not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hey, it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. There's 24 hours in the day where you're alone in this brain, and your brain is talking to you in all kinds of ways, and it wants to control you and pull you in these different pockets. If you can't control your own brain and your brain controls you, you're fucked. You got to tell your brain where you want to go and how you want to go and how you want to get there. You got to control it. If not, it's over.
Once you take control of your mind, you start making decisions for yourself versus your mind making decisions for you.
And guess what? I do all this alone.
Yeah.
Alone. I ain't got nobody. That's where the shit comes from. I ain't got nobody to push to this level. That's my darkness. That's why I laugh at these motherfuckers. You think they fucking know me? You think you know me coming to my dungeon? It's a lonely dungeon because you don't want to do this shit alone. Every day? Train this hard by yourself? Come on, man. And this is... You see me breathing heavy? Exactly. So imagine the level I go through.
This is all me. Some people know, where does this cold man come from? I'm not trying to be cold. It's the reality of my life. It's the reality of a lot of people's lives. I believe in self-discipline, self-pride, self-motivation. No one has that self anymore. That self is gone.
I didn't have a motherfucker come wake me up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning and say, hey, you got to get your shit in. I had no trainer. I didn't have a nutritionist. It was the self-discipline that I had to survive. To not survive, but I was weak, to thrive. No one said, hey, man, you're 297 pounds, man. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help. Hey, man, you're not smart. I'm going to help you out. I had to work at all this shit. I had to overcome, and self-discipline is everything. And if you don't have it, I don't look at you right, because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. It's all on you. The self part is what's big. We need someone to hold people accountable. Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit. We count on people too much to get us through shit. And we look to our right, we look to our left, we're looking for help. And if you can build that self, you can build that total accountability in oneself. And it's not about being selfish. I'm trying to create a better me. And that's all it's about, yourself. And that's where it all comes from.
You can't judge yourself off of the so-called competition that we have made up in our mind. The things that, how people look, how people act, how smart someone is. This is a race that you run completely alone. And you're all by yourself.
There is no get out of jail free card. This is why I say stay hard. Because when you aren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. This is all you can do. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you.
You cannot live in that normal mindset. You must be your best on your worst day. And how you do that is you cannot think of a normal mindset.
I ain't hear no whistle blow in my life. So I'm gonna keep on playing, looking for every opportunity I can. Be different. Hey, I'm not crazy. I'm just not you. When I was born with all kind of heart issues, lung issues, bone issues. So I had to get creative. I didn't have a lot to work with. A lot of you use that as a fucking excuse. You don't have a lot to work with. So you want to die all preserved. Make sure you die being used up. Find out what you have and get maximum potential out of that motherfucker.
This isn't for the masses. This is for those who want to leave normal behind. Those who are in search of a new realm. It's a lonely journey. You're isolated. Those who used to keep pace with you will fall off. They'll see where their world ends and yours begins. Your ability to suffer, endure, outwork must be greater. You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
You have to struggle. You have to struggle. The bigger the struggle, the bigger the peace. The bigger the suffering, the more peace.
You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world because that's where you find yourself.
Life's about improvise, adapt, and overcome every situation that's in front of you. A lot of people hate that message that I say continue pushing, continue finding your new 100%, continue finding your best self. If you don't like that message, this is not the place to be. I'm about people trying to find the best they have, not making excuses, overcoming any and all obstacles. So today, I can't run. I can't do much. But you can guarantee one fucking thing. David Goggins got the fuck after. He got the fuck after. I don't give a fuck my knees don't work. I'll find something else that does. Ha ha! Stay hard.
Everybody's got a fucking plan so they can hit in the fucking mouth. That's for Mike Tyson. So when your plan fails, when those bullshit fucking laws get too heavy, when you get knocked the fuck down on the fucking canvas, when everything falls apart in your life and your plan is fucked up, what the fuck are you gonna do? There's only one motherfucking option. Stay fucking hard.
Don't have a fucking quitting mind. Repetition every day. Stay hard.
I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. A whole bunch of people out here never fail because they never try. He said, how do you handle failure, Goggins? I said, I don't look at it as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt. One thing in life, that's for sure. The valiant motherfucker always wins.
There always be complications and setbacks before the finish line. We must be ready for them.
Ha ha! Stay hard!
I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fucking fail. I'm gonna fucking fail. I'm gonna fucking fail. And I will succeed.
Life is one big tug of war. And you don't win that tug of war by pushing the fucking rope. You have to pull that motherfucker. And a lot of times you have to pull yourself through life. This morning, I did not want to get up, so I had to pull my ass out of fucking bed. But guess what? The more and more I got into that run, each fucking step into that run, I started gaining more and more confidence. But to gain that fucking confidence, you have to fucking be willing to pull yourself out of bed, pull yourself out of a funk, pull yourself out of whatever the fuck life is throwing at you to gain that confidence. By the fucking time the run was over, I was like, fuck you, motherfucker. I once again beat your ass. You gotta be willing to find the confidence. Stay in the fight. Stay in the war. Stay in the battle. Armor your mind.
I said to myself, who on this fucking earth would still be going right now? You are. You are. You gotta be the hardest motherfucker on the planet.
A lot of us out here are pushing real hard. But we're afraid to go to that dark side. In your mind, when you push real hard, you have this door in your mind. And a lot of us don't want to open that door. Once you open that door, you're in a tunnel. It's a dark-ass tunnel. And you can't see shit. But there's one thing about being in dark places. If you have the courage to stay in there long enough, your eyes will start to adjust to the darkness. Your body and mind will always adjust to more suffering, to more pain. If you want to push harder, know this. Your mind quits way before your body does. So you have to be willing to go way into that darkness and find more yourself.
So today, I decided to try to PR my long run. So the first half of the run, I'm feeling great. My mind is clear, nothing going on. Think about nothing but my running pace, what I'm doing, my breathing, everything like that. Get to mile 15, I turn around, and the demons start to creep in. That inevitable wall is creeping up on me. When you push so hard, something's about to give. And I started to give. My mind started to break down. I started feeling my legs starting to hurt. I started feeling dehydrated. Started feeling sorry for myself. Started looking around. No one knows I'm fucking out here running. Why don't you go ahead and just stop? Call your girl, have her pick you up. And that's when I feel like a little bitch. And this is when your mind has to fucking change. You gotta start thinking, I'm the grittiest motherfucker in the world. Your dehydration? Fuck it. Lick your motherfucking lips. Your fucking legs are all sore. You feel like you got shin splints and stress fractures? No, you don't. You got sore fucking legs. Get out of your head and stay hard.
So a lot of the people ask me what it's like to live with David, and I figured I had the perfect opportunity tonight to just give a little bit of insight. So today, just randomly, David says after we come home from the gym that he was going to go on a 100-mile ruck tonight. So unplanned, just spur of the moment, we're out here. We left just about 12 and a half hours ago, or just over 12. Oh, God, that's blurry. 12:43 a.m., it's 38 degrees, and he's about 60 or 60-some miles in at this point. I haven't spoken to him in a few hours other than to give him my socks, because it's cold and he has Raynaud's, so he's wearing them as his gloves. And, you know, it's lonely as hell. No one's out here. It's just me. No one would even know he's doing this if I wasn't recording this video. And that's so much of his life, just all of the unseen work that goes into being David. I don't think people can even imagine the discipline and the hours spent alone just grinding. And the other thing people can't imagine is the pain and discomfort that goes into it. You know, every day when he starts running, it's like the first few miles, he's just hobbling along. And, you know, I know he's just 3 months post-surgery. 3.5 months ago, I wrote to his surgeon. It was end of September. And I said, you know, David was going to come in for surgery. And he said, well, I just hope he's not jumping out of planes. Well, he sure was. He was in British Columbia jumping out of planes.